BBC News with Sue Montgomery. As the US and Israel's war in Iran continues to send shockwaves through the global economy, President Trump's envoy has said he believes Tehran will hold talks in the days ahead. Steve Witkoff said Washington expected an answer to its proposal for a peace deal. President Trump announced on Thursday he was pausing planned US strikes on Iranian energy plants. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner is in Doha.
There's a good reason why President Trump has paused for another 10 days his threat to attack the power plants, the energy plants of Iran, because Iran made it very clear that if that happened, it was going to hit back at power plants on this side of the Gulf. And that would be catastrophic for the countries of this region. Now, they've already taken a lot of hits from Iran, but this could be so much worse if those power plants were hit. So there have been messages from the Gulf states to the US. Please think really carefully before you do this, because we are going to get hit in return.
Earlier, the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said America expected the war to continue for another 2 to 4 weeks. He said Washington's war aims would be completed by then.
We're going to destroy their factories that make missiles and rockets and drones. We're going to destroy their Navy. We're going to destroy their Air Force. And we are going to significantly destroy their missile launchers so they can never hide behind these things to get a nuclear weapon. We can achieve, we are achieving all those objectives. We are ahead of schedule on most of them. And we can achieve them without any ground troops, without any.
Israel's ambulance service says a man was killed and two others slightly injured after attacks by Iranian missiles in the Tel Aviv area on Friday. Air raid sirens sounded in Jerusalem and explosions were heard over the West Bank. US media are reporting that an Iranian missile has hit the Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia, injuring several American service members. Officials told the BBC's partner network, CBS, some were seriously hurt in the attack. US officials say the personal email account of the FBI chief, Kash Patel, has been compromised. A hacker group, Pandala, which is linked to Iran, has claimed responsibility for the breach. Here's our cyber correspondent, Joe Tidy.
On their website, the Handala Group have said, today once again the world witnessed the collapse of America's so-called security legends. The so-called impenetrable systems of the FBI were brought to their knees within hours by our team. All personal and confidential information of Kash Patel, including emails, conversations, documents, and even classified files is now available for public download. But they're overstating it a little bit there. The FBI have come out and said this was not a successful breach of their own systems and that there's no classified information in there. But this is a very significant breach of a public figure in the US.
BBC News. Republicans in the US House of Representatives have rejected a bipartisan Senate proposal to end a 6-week partial government shutdown that has caused huge delays in US airports. The measure would have restored funding for airport security, disaster response, and the US Coast Guard. Two aid boats on their way to Cuba are still missing, despite the US Coast Guard previously briefly claiming they'd been located. They're part of a humanitarian initiative to deliver food and medical supplies to Cuba. The Mexican Navy is searching for the boats which left Mexico's Caribbean coast a week ago. America's top diplomat, Marco Rubio, has denied there's a US naval blockade of the communist-run island. Police in the US state of Florida say the star golfer Tiger Woods has been arrested and charged with driving under the influence after his car rolled over in a crash near his home. Martin County Sheriff's Office said Mr. Woods has shown signs of impairment. No one was injured in the incident. Neda Taufik is following the story.
Under Florida law, Tiger Woods will have to remain in jail for at least 8 hours before he can be released on bond. He will later, of course, get a chance to defend himself against those misdemeanor charges and is considered innocent until he does so. But anybody who knows the story of Tiger Woods knows that this golf legend has had to deal with these very public incidents of past car accidents and very painful back surgeries.
An astronaut whose sudden illness prompted the first ever medical evacuation from the International Space Station has said doctors still can't explain what happened. Mike Fink said he fell sick while eating dinner in orbit. He said he felt bad for cutting their mission short and that he still hoped to return to space someday. BBC News.